So with respect to unmasking, the following criteria apply. First, for the National Security Agency, we define in writing who has the authority to unmask a U.S. person identity. That is 20 individuals in 12 different positions. I am one of the 20 in one of those 12 positions, the director. Secondly, we outline in writing what are the criteria that will be applied to a request to unmask. In a report, and again, part of our process under 702 to protect the identity of U.S. persons as part of our minimization procedures, when we think we need to reference a U.S. person in a report, we will not use a name. We will not use an identity. We say U.S. person 1, U.S. person 2, U.S. person 3. That report is then promulgated. Some of the recipients of that report will sometimes come back to us and say, I'm trying to understand what I am reading. Could you help me understand who is person 1 or who is person 2, etc.? We apply two criteria in response to their request. Number one, you must make the request in writing. Number two, the request must be made on the basis of your official duties, not the fact that you just find this report really interesting and you're just curious. It has to tangibly tie to your job. And then finally, I said too, but there's a third criterion, and that is the basis of the request must be that you need this identity to understand the intelligence you're reading. We apply those three criteria. We do it in writing, and one of those 20 individuals then agrees or disagrees. And if we unmask, we go back to that entity who requested it, not every individual who received the report, but that one entity who asked for us. We then provide them the U.S. identity, and we also remind them the classification of this report and the sensitivity of that identity remains in place. By revealing this U.S. person to you, we are doing it to help you understand the intelligence, not so that you can use that knowledge indiscriminately. It must remain appropriately protected.